USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com.
Officials say they've recovered all of the victims who died in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Nike says they've completely sold out of all Kobe Bryant merchandise. The NTSB is still investigating the cause of the crash. A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba shortly after 2 p.m. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946. This was also the strongest earthquake anywhere on the globe since a magnitude 8 quake hit near Peru on May 26. A magnitude 6.5 aftershock happened near the Cayman Islands shortly after the main quake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The big game is all set for this Sunday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a preview.
The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are looking to win their second Lombardi Trophy on Sunday and their first in 50 years. Head coach Andy Reid says they're getting settled into Miami for the week.
Had an opportunity to be here at the hotel and have our meetings, and they're taking good care of us. And again, we look forward to the rest of the week, getting ourselves ready to play against a real good football team in the 49ers.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says they hope to avoid a third straight slow start this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't get down that like we have the last few games. But, I mean, the best thing about this team is we've learned how to win different ways as far as scoring early, scoring late. And so being able to play in every type of football game has prepared us to go out there and win in whatever way possible.
The Chiefs will play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl on Sunday with kickoff set for just after 6:30 Eastern time.
Firefighters in Florida say a hazmat team responded to a gas station where a man filling up his boat confused a fishing pole holder for the gas tank. Orange County Fire Rescue tweeted, "A Florida man was so excited to go fishing with his buddies, he accidentally put the gas nozzle where the fishing pole goes. 30 gallons of gas got pumped into the cockpit of the 18-foot vessel. The hazmat team was able to siphon most of the gasoline out of the boat." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.